Brando's son, August, the baby that was born right here on Spencer's Neighborhood, mm-hmm. was shoving mud and rocks into his mouth last night because his older sister, Amelia, said that it would be a good idea. And she is barely older than him.
Yeah, I blame her for the whole thing. He was doing such a good job. He was just playing in rocks. Kids like to, you know, play with the rocks, stack them up, move them around. Then she decided to pour water out everywhere. And then that
making
turned
a
into
muddy
that
mess.
Rocky mud mix. And then next thing you know, he had it in his mouth.
Now, listen, when I was a kid, I ate a sandy nickel that I found on the beach.
What is wrong with you?
I was about the same age as August. Just saw it and
nickel.
I was like, yeah, it looks like a candy.
Did you go back for more, though?
No, I mean, there was only one nickel.
I had to, like, take his hands away from him, and he was keeping, like, trying to eat more mud. I'm like, stop it.
He thought it was delicious.
What?
I don't know. Dad, is this gluten free? But come on. You act like when you were a kid, you never ate something that you weren't supposed to. 314-969-1065.
No, he was Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, I bet if I called your mother, she'd be like, oh, God, I found all sorts of things in Brando's mouth.
She might have. I don't remember. Maybe at that, I mean, at that age, you're not going to remember, right?
Cassidy, what did you eat?
Mine was on accident. It was not like a curiosity thing. You know, like when you're, I bake a lot. And if you get like a little bit of the dough or the chocolate on your finger, you just like lick it off.
Yeah.
And we had a dog named Jasmine. I was doing her canned food and I got a little bit of the canned food on my finger.
That's fine.
I don't know what you're thinking I'm going to say. I got a little bit of the canned food on my finger and I went, and I was like, why did I do that? But it was just my instinct. If you get a little bit of something while you're baking on your finger, just lick it off.
This sounds awful.
Don't regret.
I mean, hey,
I eat dog
treats too.
No, you don't.
It all makes sense. Now I understand
when I was a kid, I used to go two for you. This is to my dog Wagner. I used to go two for you, one for me.
They taste horrible, don't they?
I don't know. They just taste like.
I gotta admit, those bacon strips smell pretty good.
So ew,
I can maybe get on board with that.
There was one time where I went to my mom's. My mom had a bag of red onions. And this is literally when I was August's age.
Uh-huh.
And because he has teeth now, right? Like he's
Okay.
So I opened up the bag of onions and I bit into one because I thought it was an apple.
Yeah, but you never did that again.
But my mom was like, no, don't do that. And then she caught me again, like trying to go back in there. And she's like, what's wrong with you, idiot? What's wrong with you?
That's the second time is the issue.
And so, Spencer's the guy who thinks coffee is gross. Let's just let that sink in for a second.
It's because my palate
onion.
has onions, dog food, and sandy nickels.
Sand. Mm.